We have got 8 days to go before one of the most defining general elections of our times. A really big choice. And it's the choice I want to talk to you about today. We've got a choice about who leads our country in 8 days' time. That is a really big choice. No doubt about it. Now, let me tell you the two plain facts about this general election. Fact number one is the Conservative Party needs 23 more seats to win an overall majority. We have to hold seats like this one and win 23 more seats. And if that happens, you know what you get. I'll be back at my desk on the 8th of May. George Osborne will be back at his desk on the 8th of May. And we'll continue with the plan that's creating jobs, that's turning our economy around. Fact number two is that Labour face wipeout in Scotland. That means that Ed Miliband can only become Prime Minister with the support of the Scottish National Party. Now, one of their candidates last night said that in his view, coming to work in Westminster, in our United Kingdom, was like coming to work with the enemy. So I ask you, do you want someone who thinks that the United Kingdom, that Westminster, that our country is the enemy, forming a part of the government of our country? Is that what we want? No! So that is the choice. We stick with the team that is turning the country around, that has a plan that's working, a plan that's got our economy growing, or we put it all at risk with a leader and a party that would take us back to square one. That is the choice. I say stick to the team that's delivering the growth, that's delivering the jobs. That is the right choice. That is the right future for our country. But it's not just about leadership. It's about the big issues in this election where there's such a big choice. Let's think about the choice when it comes to the deficit. When I became Prime Minister, we had the biggest budget deficit virtually anywhere in the world. It was forecast to be bigger than the deficit in Greece. Now, these last 5 years, we've had a balanced plan to get that deficit down. It meant making some savings and difficult decisions, but it also meant investing every year in our National Health Service. And we also, at the same time, managed to cut tax for 26 million working people in our country. The result is the deficit is down by half as a share of our economy. Those are the choices that we have made. That is what you'll get if I go on being Prime Minister. We'll clear the deficit, we'll finish the job, 2 more years of saving £1 out of every £100 the government spends. And what that means is by 2018, we will have no deficit. We will have cleared the overdraft and we'll be putting money aside for a rainy day. Why does that matter so much? Why is that so important? Well, I think if you've had an economy that's been growing for 7 years, at the end of those 7 years, you shouldn't be borrowing anymore. You should be putting aside money for a rainy day. Why does that matter? Well, I want an economy where we keep taxes down, where we keep interest rates down, where we keep growing, where we remove the threat of the deficit from our country. But it's not just an economic argument, it's a moral argument. Do we want to be a country that goes on borrowing every year, year after year, loading up debts on our children that we didn't have the courage to pay off when we had the chance? I don't want us to be that country. So here's the choice. You get with me a plan to clear the rest of the deficit with a balanced plan to safeguard our economy, or you go with Labour and the risk. And here's the risk. They haven't set a date for clearing the deficit. They say they would go on borrowing forever. They have not said that they want to have a budget surplus ever. That's the choice. Do you want to go on borrowing forever, loading up debts on our children, putting our economy at risk, making sure the next time an ill wind blows across our economy, we could be pushed off the edge? Is that what we want? No. What we want is the responsible plan to clear the deficit, to make sure our economy can grow, to make sure we do the right thing for our children. I say that's what we should do. That is the right choice. That is the right future. There's another big issue in this election after the deficit, and it's tax. Now, we have got a very clear record. We've had to make difficult decisions to clear our deficit, to get the economy on track, but at the same time as doing that, we've lifted the 3 million lowest paid people in our country out of tax altogether. We've raised to £10,600 the amount of money you can earn before you start paying tax. We've helped with fuel duty. We've helped with council tax. I know that what matters in difficult economic times is saying to people, we want to help you with the cost of living. And the biggest element of the cost of living is the tax that you pay. So there's a clear choice on tax. And today I can make this pledge. I make this pledge that if you elect me as your Prime Minister, there'll be no increase in VAT, no increase in national insurance, no increase in income tax. What it says right there on that pledge card. Why can I make this pledge? Because I've seen the books. I know what needs to be done. Yes, it means difficult decisions. Yes, we've got to make savings in welfare. Yes, we've got to cut out waste in government. But I know we can do that if we hit those that avoid and evade tax and take £5 billion off them a year. I know we can do what needs to be done without reaching into the wallets of hardworking people and taking their money. So I make this pledge. I make the pledge on the card today. We will legislate within 100 days to say these taxes can't go up. Now, here's the choice. You get me, you get that guarantee about taxes. You get Ed Miliband, and you've got someone who has attacked every single spending reduction and saving that we had to make. Every single change to welfare he has opposed. And you can only draw one conclusion from that. He would make a different cut. He would put up taxes, reach into your pay packet, and cut your pay. That's the choice. I say working people in this country have paid enough tax. As this economy recovers, I want you to be able to keep more of your own money to spend as you choose. That is the choice. Take home pay going up with the Conservatives, or take home pay going down because they put up your taxes with Labour. That's the choice. That is the choice at this election. And I say, let's be on the side of working people. You've paid enough tax. I'll keep your taxes down. I'll be cutting your taxes. You've paid enough. It's time for waste in government to go. It's time for reform of welfare. It's not time for higher taxes on working people. That is the right choice. That's the right future for our country. As well as a big choice on deficit and a big choice on taxes, there's a big choice on jobs. Under this government, as exemplified by this brilliant company I'm standing in today, we have created 1,000 new jobs every day that we've been in office. There are 2 million more of our fellow citizens in work, taking home a pay packet, providing for their family. Here's the choice on jobs. These jobs didn't happen by a miracle. They happened because we have backed business. We've kept business taxes down. We've made it easier to employ people. We've travelled the world helping business sell to the world. We've been investing in apprenticeships, 2 million apprenticeships this parliament, 3 million in the next parliament. That's the choice. Stick with this plan and we will go on backing business, go on backing enterprise, go on backing apprenticeships and go on creating jobs. What will you get with Labour? Everything they say is anti-enterprise, anti-business, anti-growth, and it would hurt jobs, not create jobs. That's the choice at this election. So I say, stick with the plan that's creating the jobs, that's creating the growth, that will go on providing more opportunities in our country. I want to see more jobs created, not more P45s. That is the right choice. That is the right future.